Trump puts travel restrictions in place for Chinese Communist Party members. By Penny Starr on December 3, 2020. The Trump administration on Wednesday put in place restrictions on travel for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families into the United States. The New York Times reported on the restrictions, which limit the duration of travel visas. A Chinese visa holder would have to enter the U.S. within a month after it was issued. Previously, party members, like other Chinese citizens, could obtain visitor visas for the United States that were valid for up to 10 years. Travel visas for party members will also be limited to a single entry rather than multiple entries as was possible before, according to two people familiar with the changes. The new measures do not affect party members' eligibility for other kinds of visas, such as immigration or employment. The State Department spokesman added that no current visas would be revoked as a result of the policy changes. The spokesman made his comments after the New York Times reported on the new limits. The Times claimed in its report that the Trump administration will cause problems for Joe Biden if he becomes the next president, but also reported that Biden might stay the course on Trump's China policy. While some might hope for a reset of relations from Mr. Biden, his views on China have hardened since he was vice president under President Barack Obama, the Times reported. Mr. Biden appears to be committed to leaving in place many of the tough measures taken by the Trump administration, including tariffs and restrictions on Chinese technology. The Times also reported that because it is difficult to know who is a member of the CCP except for high-level officials, it could grant Mr. Biden flexibility in enforcing the new rules, though it would be hard to ignore travel to the United States by top Chinese officials and their family members. The State Department defended the move in the Times article. For decades, we allowed the CCP free and unfettered access to U.S. institutions and businesses while these same privileges were never extended freely to U.S. citizens in China, the spokesman said. A spokeswoman for China Foreign Ministry reacted to the announcement at a news conference. "We hope people in the United States will adopt a common rational view toward China and give up their hatred and abnormal mindset toward the Communist Party," the spokesman said, according to Bloomberg News. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.